with you on this call today. Here it is, the seventh day of February. This is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. We're certainly grateful for God sustaining us through last night, and now here it is, a new mercy that we're able to experience as a result of God including us in his plan for this day. And we're encouraged today because God is continuing to bless us even in spite of ourselves. And we know that we're absolutely nothing without him. And so we praise God for his keeping power and for him sustaining us. And we know that if we're still breathing, we have a right and a reason and a responsibility to give him praise, and that he has not forsaken or forgotten about us, but he still has something left for us to do. Well, let me give you the playback number this morning as we go into this brief inspirational moment today. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And we're certainly grateful for all of you who continue to support this time together as we just give you a little inspirational boost each Tuesday at 7 a.m. We have two different platforms, and we're grateful for God allowing us to be a part of allowing you to just get a little inspirational boost as you make your way. Well, as we indicated, it is February the 7th, and we praise God for that. And there are several scriptures that I was meditating, praying, and deliberating over in terms of what I would share with you today as I was up early trying to discern the voice of God. But a very familiar passage of scripture found in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, and verse number 11. Many of you already know that particular scripture by heart and by memory, and it's a part of your memory bank in terms of scriptures that you rely on. But the other one is found in Joshua, the first chapter, in verse number 9. But hear what God says through Jeremiah 29 and 11. He says, "For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope." That's one translation that reads thusly, but there are different translations that even break it down even more so. But even as I was meditating over that particular scripture this morning, you know, I began to think about all of the things that we are challenged with in life and how sometimes life can become very confusing. I mean, many times we are expecting things to go a certain way. We are anticipating an outcome that we have in mind, and things don't always go according to how we have planned them. And you would agree with me that sometimes you get a little anxious, and many times you get in a hurry, and sometimes we get ahead of God in terms of what we are expecting God to do. And we don't wait for God to reveal his ultimate plan in our lives. That's why Isaiah would say, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." And so we have to be mindful of, even in the midst of what we are going through, God's promises are sure and his satisfaction is guaranteed. And here it is, God's grace is available. Lady Kim preached a powerful word this past Sunday, about the power of God's grace and how even when we're in those situations where we feel as if God is not listening and we feel as if God has forsaken or has forgotten about us, we have to realize that his grace is sufficient. And so many times God just allows us to go through a process, and sometimes that process includes some pain and some difficulty, but it does not take away from the fact that his promises are sure and his satisfaction is guaranteed, and that God's grace is always available. The Bible says his grace is sufficient. So he knows the what, he knows the when, he knows the how. As a matter of fact, he already knows how this thing is going to work out. So here's what I want to tell you today is, don't get so caught up in what you're going through that you fail to see the hand of God moving you through that situation. because many times we'll get caught up in looking at our surroundings and all of the things that are trying to distract us and take our eyes off of God in the midst of our grief, in the midst of our disappointment, in the midst of setbacks, in the midst of those unexpected things, those unexpected moments. You know, sometimes we can become confusing when we see everything in our lives that's not lining up with what we believe God has said he would do for us. And so some of us are yet struggling even today with holding on to that which God wants us to let go of. Wow. And so I think in our study last night, we talked about how even though we're still fresh in this new year, many have fallen back into old habits and old ways and old ruts. But we need to make sure that we understand that we have to let go and let God and know that God's timing is perfect in our situations. He is indeed an on-time God. Some of us are still carrying insecurities and things that God wants us to let go of. So the question then becomes, what's standing between you and what God has for your life? Have you become absorbed with all of the pressures and all of the demands and all of the things that look contrary to what God has promised you? Do you really understand what God is trying to get done in terms of your God-given assignment in this season? Because challenges will come, the enemy will try to confuse us and try to throw us off track, and he will try to put things in our way that will hinder the plan that God has for our lives. But know that the promises of God are sure, and his satisfaction is guaranteed. His mercy is ever present, and his grace is sufficient. And so we ought not allow distractions to take us away from our God-given purpose. But the other scripture that we shared was found in Joshua, the first chapter, in verse number 9, and I'll close with this. It said, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Isn't that powerful? Because, you know, things do go wrong in life, and many times we don't understand what happens in our situation when we are looking for things to happen a certain way. And so sometimes we don't include the unpredictable events that might occur or the unexpected things that might happen. And when they do happen, sometimes we don't have a plan for them. And so we can't anticipate all of the curveballs, if you will, that will be thrown our way. And many times when we're not prepared for the unexpected, it throws us off track. But I want to encourage you today to trust God, trust the timing of God. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Continue to stand on the promise even when you don't have the possession. And look out for those times and moments in your life when the space that you're in, it doesn't feel like the place that God is leading you to. So hold on and hold out, as we always say, a little while longer, because help is on the way. And even though you may have gotten off to a rugged start this year and you've fallen back into some of the ruts that you had planned to get out of last year, it's still not too late to get back on track, because you can be strong and courageous, and don't be dismayed, for the Lord God is with you. His promises are sure. His satisfaction is guaranteed. He has a plan for your life. He has purpose for your life. Even when it doesn't look like what you are expecting God to do in the end, here's what he says. He says, says the Lord, I have plans for your welfare and not to harm you. I'm not going to try to destroy you, but what you're going through is going to only strengthen you. And my grace is sufficient for you, for he wants to give you hope and an expected end. Isn't that powerful? And so God already knows what you're about to experience. So I pray today that you will trust the timing of God. Allow God to release you from the insecurities that's hindering you and preventing you from moving forward. For remember, we walk by faith and not by sight. And so we have to call those things that be not as though they already are. You got to see by faith that you're going to be better. You got to see by faith that you're going to be healed. You got to see it in the faith realm that you're going to come out of this situation that you're in. And you're not going to come out bitter, but you're going to come out better. And so you've got to believe that God is with you and know that his promises are sure. His satisfaction is guaranteed. Don't let what you're going through keep your mind off where you're going to. Don't let your situation or your location obscure your destination. But I want to encourage you today to hang on in there a little while longer, because help is on the way. Well, that's the thought for today as you prepare to make your way into this, the seventh day of February. And know that it's still not too late to get in line with the will of God for your life. Your life has purpose. Your life has meaning. Even though the enemy might try to confuse the plan of God, you continue to trust the timing of God and know that he is indeed an on-time God. Let's have a word of prayer. God, we bless you and we honor you. And we do thank you for this day, the seventh day of February, and we yet give you praise. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for looking beyond our faults and getting right to our needs. And so now, God, we pray that you would just release a spirit of hope and a spirit of healing, a spirit that would give us a boldness and a sure determination to run on even in spite of what our circumstances or our situations might look like. Give us the peace in knowing that there are some things that we have to release in order for us to go forth. And God, we pray that your grace will continue to sustain us even in the times where we have doubt and even in the times when we are fearful of what the next moment or what the next hour, even what the next day would bring. Help us to know that even when we go through those unexpected turns in life, those curveball experiences, that you are still God. And you've already promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us. You said you'd be with us always, even until the end. And so we trust your word. We stand on your word, even when we don't clearly see the promise that you have in store for us. But God, we yet give you praise in advance. So now, God, for that person on the call today who's yet struggling with insecurities or who's yet going through a season of doubt, who doesn't clearly see the plan coming into fruition like they think it should, we pray that you will strengthen them and encourage them, that you will allow them to know that you got them and that your promises are sure. So we love you today, we honor you, and we do bless your name. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Well, even as we always say, I hope you keep your spiritual antennas up today as you make your way, and be encouraged and know that even in those unexpected moments, God still got you. Even when it doesn't look like what you think it should look like, know that he hasn't failed. Even when you don't have the possession, you have to stand on the promise, for his promises are sure and his satisfaction is guaranteed. So you be blessed until next time and have a fantastic day.